Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Whether they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time, or failed to convince the chairman of the board they were the star for the job when the lights were shining brightest, this bunch of Vinnie Mac creations all ultimately found themselves on the scrap heap. And these are the very moments it all went south. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 exact moments Vince McMahon lost faith in his own WWE creations. Number 10, Kurt Angle leaving after refusing to go to rehab. It seems as though Kurt Angle was enjoying one of the finest spells of his WWE career coming into 2006. The Olympic gold medalist McMahon helped craft into one of the finest all-rounders ever had fully embraced his wrestling machine gimmick. However, behind the scenes, the cracks were starting to show. Angle had begun relying heavily on pain medication to get him through matches and the day in general. After deciding that he was done putting himself through hell for WWE, Angle confronted McMahon. Vince answered back with a string of abusive messages Angle had sent his boss whilst high on pain pills, which ultimately led to the star breaking down and requesting his release. McMahon would grant his wish, but insisted he paid for one of his most cherished talents to go to rehab before returning in 6 months' time. Angle declined the help. In this moment, judging from Angle's presentation in the wake of his eventual WWE return in 2017, it seems as though McMahon came to the realization that he could never fully trust the one-time world champion to be a key player again. Number 9, Vladimir Kozlov and undefeated streak has its show stopped. If you want to build someone up to become an unstoppable main event level talent, have them go on an impressive winning streak and ragdoll a few credible names. Sure enough, that's precisely what WWE seemed hell-bent on doing in 2008 with this strapping chap. Marauding down to the ring to the sound of, well, nothing, Vladimir Kozlov hit the ground running by smashing through the midcard. He'd even pick up a victory over The Undertaker, albeit by DQ. Failed attempts to gain possession of the WWE Championship would follow, but Kozlov was still in the main event mix coming into Mania 25. That was until McMahon decided he wasn't too keen on the idea of the vanilla villain squaring off against Taker at the Show of Shows. So HBK superkicked Kozlov out of the picture, taking away his one-on-one undefeated streak and intimidating aura in the process. After this, Kozlov would slip down the card before eventually joining up with Santino Marella to form a comedic duo to, let's say, mixed results. Number 8, Yokozuna fails to lose weight. For fans of the new generation era of World Wrestling Entertainment, Yokozuna is fondly remembered as a colossal talent who terrorized the likes of Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart, and Shawn Michaels. Yet, despite his success in between the ropes, there was no escaping the fact that the legend was continually battling weight issues throughout his various runs. Coming in at 550 pounds at one stage, Yokozuna was given numerous opportunities to seek help when it came to losing some excess pounds. Even being written off television to achieve this feat. However, not even losing a whopping 100 pounds was enough for Vince McMahon to continue on pushing the star as one of his feature attractions. With Yokozuna not even being medically cleared to compete in some states due to his overall physical condition. In the end, the former WWE champion was cut loose in May 1998. McMahon then claimed that the aforementioned weight problems were the reason for his eventual departure. Number 7, Mark Mero loses the IC title to Triple H. If you make your WWE debut on the biggest show of the year, you have to assume that Vinnie Mac has big plans for you going forward. Rescuing his real-life wife Sable from the eventual King of Kings at WrestleMania 12, Mark Mero quickly became a prominent figure on WWE programming in the immediate aftermath of the Show of Shows. Before long, he was thrown into an Intercontinental Championship tournament, and he only went and won the whole thing, knocking off none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin, Farouk, and Owen Hart to come out with the gold. The stars appeared to be aligning for the former Johnny B. Badd, with Mero successfully defending the title against Goldust at In Your House 10. However, just one night later, the rug was suddenly pulled from under his feet, as his old sparring partner Hunter Hearst Helmsley wrestled the beautiful belt away from him on Raw. Things were never quite the same for Mero after being usurped by the Game. The next few months would see him slowly slip down the card before a torn anterior cruciate ligament injury cost him 6 months of his WWE career. He was passed by for countless others, including his then-wife Sable, who had long surpassed Mark as the act's standout component. By the time he returned, the damage was unfortunately already done. Number 6, Mr. Kennedy. Wellness policy violation followed by pissing off the wrong Viper. The tail end of 2007 in Vince McMahon's empire was dominated by the twisting and turning narrative surrounding exactly who the boss's on-screen illegitimate son was. They were simpler times. All signs seemed to be pointing towards the loudest mouth currently signed to a WWE contract being revealed as McMahon's long-lost offspring. But an ill-timed wellness policy violation for Mr. Kennedy soon saw an already inconsistent push get stifled once again, with McMahon already investing so much time and effort into building the cocky performer up to be one of the company's next breakout superstars, even gifting him with his own middle name, dammit. It looked as though Kennedy would still have a part to play in the grand scheme of things, so long as he kept himself out of trouble going forward. Inevitably, after one particularly reckless back body drop to Randy Orton in 2009, Kennedy was once again in the doghouse. This time, faced with a brassed off Viper and Super Cena calling for his head, McMahon had no choice but to wave goodbye to his one-time future king. Number 5, Diesel. Big Sexy produces a effing horrible showing at In Your House 4. Booking a babyface who doubles as an all-out monster in between the ropes isn't what you'd define as a simple task. For every Batista and Kane, there's another example of a performer not quite delivering the goods despite looking the absolute part. Despite holding on to the WWE Championship for over a year, the character of Diesel unfortunately fell into that category during his dominant reign at the top in 1994-1995. But it was clear that Vince McMahon wanted to give the star every chance possible to become the new generation's next big thing. By the time Big Sexy found himself facing the British Bulldog at In Your House 4, however, it appeared the boss's patience was wearing a little thin. The story goes that McMahon threw down his headset in the wake of the critically panned showing and exclaimed, "Horrible, effing horrible," at his defending champ in the ring. Nash would later claim this was a major sign that he needed to seek past his new, and the fact he dropped the belt to Bret Hart the following month tells you all you need to know about McMahon's faith in him post-DQ dud. Number 4, Dolph Ziggler. He's here to show the world he's not the guy. You don't produce the sort of noise that went down on the Raw after WrestleMania 29 following a sudden cash-in if the people in attendance don't want to see you succeed. And you're not given that opportunity in the first place if the likes of Vince and his yes-men aren't in your corner either. However, following that iconic seizing of the World Heavyweight Championship from Alberto Del Rio, the apparent heir to Shawn Michaels' throne, Dolph Ziggler, wasn't quite able to take that next step up into superstardom. It's worth remembering that Ziggler was the victim of an unfortunately timed concussion early into this second run with the big gold belt, meaning that his first defense of the title came a whopping 69 days after winning the title. Yes, 69's a funny number, we get it. He'd eventually lose that match to Del Rio, and seemingly the trust of the WWE chairman in the process. With Dolph still yet to win a big one ever since banging his head in 2013, any chances of McMahon having a change of heart before his career is up looks slim at best. But hey, stranger things have happened. Number 3, John Cena does the job for Reverend Devon. John Cena may have had one of the greatest first nights on the job in wrestling history, blasting Kurt Angle with an era-defining ruthless aggression promo before taking the Olympian to the limit. But don't be fooled into thinking it was all plain sailing from there. A high-profile feud with Chris Jericho would follow, but it wasn't too long before the young rookie Rocky was doing the job for Reverend Devon on an episode of SmackDown. It was during this time when Cena began to get lost in the shuffle on The Blue Show, with McMahon clearly losing interest in the vanilla star just a few months on from bursting onto the scene in now iconic fashion. Cena himself has admitted that he was informed that he would be getting the boot towards the end of 2002, with those in the know stating that his character just wasn't working. One improvised rap about a can of tuna fish later, though, Cena was given a new lease on life and never looked back. We've also never seen him ever since. Number 2. Braun Strowman. Backstage heat leads to a beastly beating. It seems strange to label this as the moment that Vince McMahon lost faith in the Monster Among Men, seeing as though the star would go on to lift the Universal Championship a few years later. But there's no questioning that Braun Strowman's booking noticeably shifted following his Crown Jewel showdown with Brock Lesnar in 2018. Strowman was the odds-on favorite to walk out of the Saudi Super Show with the big red belt. Yet by the time the dust had settled on the seismic event, it was Lesnar who walked out with the Universal title, following on from this shocking conclusion. Though his loss at the event wasn't officially attributed to his reported behavior backstage, it's telling that Strowman's stock took something of a hit following the defeat, with the star rarely feeling as hot again as he did coming into Crown Jewel. Ultimately, the fact that Strowman was one of the latest names let go by the company in 2021 tells you all you need to know about how far down the pecking order he'd fallen in recent times. Number 1. Rocky Maivia, Die Rocky Die. How Vince McMahon thought this would ever be a surefire success is anyone's guess. Sure, had Rocky Maivia strutted out with that pearly white grin slapped on his face and tassels flowing in the wind back in the 70s, you would have had yourself a guaranteed hit. But this was the late 90s, and nobody was buying what McMahon was adamant on selling. An Intercontinental Championship run that involved Dwayne Johnson getting the better of the Sultan at WrestleMania 13 did little to convince fans to cheer on the Blue Chipper. Instead, infamous choruses of Die Rocky Die and Rocky Sucks rained down from the heavens. The feeling that this character simply wasn't landing spread through the locker room too, as Mick Foley admitted in his book that he felt it would be wise to cut their losses and move on from Maivia. This, coupled with the blessing in disguise that was a knee injury, no doubt ultimately led to McMahon having Johnson drop the Maivia shtick in favor of playing up to the boos serenading him in arenas around the country. And we've been smelling what he's been cooking ever since.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.